relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
You're listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
Where, oh, where shall we begin? So much to discuss, so little time. Let's talk about how they want to scare you into submission. Do you remember Shepard Smith? He kind of disappeared for the longest time, that faux journalist at Fox, and then ended up at CNBC. Only last week, they released the figures for his new show. Utterly abysmal. Nobody's watching your show, Shep. It didn't work. But it's fun to listen to him try and propagate the talking points of the left, where he tries to sell, he tries to get Anthony Fauci to buy into another lockdown. And what kind of a lockdown? A lockdown for hot zones? A lockdown for those areas that only matter? Or is it the whole of the nation for 4 months? Yeah, 4 months. This is Shepard Smith on CNBC. Play video cut 8.
Earlier today, you talked to the Journal of the American Medical Association, or JAMA, and you were talking about what an extraordinary thing has happened in Melbourne. They had a 111-day lockdown, started with 20,000 cases a day, and as you pointed out, 2 days ago, they had zero cases. Why can't we do that?
111. Why can't we do that? Come on, St. Fauci. 111 days. You can shut us down again, can't you? That's the choice. If you go with Biden, if you go with the Democrats, utter control to shut down the nation again. Are you prepared for that? Do you want to see America closed for business for 111 days? 222 days, 365 days, because that's the left's plan. They want to crush us again. If you don't agree with them and their experts who can't even tell you why a mask works or why it doesn't work, let's talk to somebody who actually has a brain, a very large brain. Let's listen to the former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich, who used a fabulous analogy when talking about the difference between courage and fear. Exactly this issue, as embodied by the two candidates, the incumbent president of the United States, and perhaps the most corrupt politician in American history, Beijing Biden. This is Speaker Newt Gingrich, again on Fox as usual, video cut 7, play cut.
It comes down to something which is psychological, not ideological. In the end, as you watch these two candidates campaigning, I think it's coming down to a sort of a bunny rabbit hiding in a basement protected by the news media, and a bear who is wandering around on the stage courageously without fear. And if you think the world's dangerous, whether the dangers are riots in Philadelphia or the dangers are the Chinese communists, you probably want to have a bear that's strong enough to defend you, not a bunny rabbit that has to be protected by the news media.
A bunny in the basement, or a brave bear. Which do you choose to protect America? The choice is great. I'm sure the speaker came up with that on the fly. But how about the current incumbent? How about the current speaker? Well, here we have audio of Nancy Pelosi doing a little bit of projection about what will occur on the evening of November 3rd, 5 days from now. Cut 13, Nancy Pelosi.
The states will count the votes that they have in a timely fashion. And again, if the president wins in that format, then so be it. Then he's president. We don't anticipate that that will be the case, and neither does he. And that's why he's trying to, as I say, stir the pot so that people will think that he really won when he didn't. But the easiest thing for him to do is to stand up like a man and accept the results of an election of the American people.
Stand up like a man and accept the results of the election. What, like you stood up and accepted the results of the election 4 years ago? The way that you refused to actually call him the president? The way that you tried to impeach him on false charges? The way that leading members of your party, like the late John Lewis, called him from the get-go an illegitimate president? Or the way that 19 minutes after he was sworn into office, your rag of record in the Capitol, the Washington Post, said the impeachment of Donald Trump begins now? That way? That's the way you recognize the results of the last election, where 63 million Americans chose a non-politician, unlike you. You're a career hack politician. That's the way the election will be recognized. We know that you and Hillary and Chuck and the mainstream media never recognized the choice of the American people 4 years ago. And now it's up to us to show you again. Let's go to your calls. Let's go to Mike in Arkansas, line two. Mike.
Hey, Dr. Berger, how you doing today?
Good. Welcome.
Hey, first-time caller. It's an absolute pleasure to speak to you today. I took your advice from yesterday and watched the documentary, and I got to tell you, my only complaint is that it didn't come out 2 months ago.
Yeah, this is the plot against the president, Amanda Milius.
Yes, sir. So next to your interview, your portion, I think my most impressive part was this Kash Patel.
Kash Patel, he's the star. He's the star of the movie, right?
Yes, sir. I heard his name previously, but I never really got familiar with his role in the process. But I tell you what, really impressed by what he did and his role in bringing some of those things to light.
Thank you so much, Mike. Thank you. Yes, indeed, the man who Devin Nunes brought over from the Department of Justice to break down the doors and to find out all the lies that were at the center of the Russia collusion hoax. Guys, if you haven't seen it, watch the interview with Amanda Milius, the daughter of the great John Milius, who was on the show yesterday, and then go and watch this movie. It's on Vimeo. It's free on Amazon Prime. It's the document. It is blowing up. More than 2,000 five-star reviews in the last week on Amazon Prime. It's based on the story of Lee Smith's book and Devin Nunes, that courageous former chairman of the Intelligence Committee. It's the plot against the president. You can even see it in movie theaters. Go to PATP Movie. That's Plot Against the President, PATPMovie.com, or watch it tonight on various platforms, including Amazon Prime. Thank you so much, Mike. Let's go to somebody who's been waiting very, very patiently. Dave, line one, Columbus, Ohio. Thanks for your patience, Dave.
Hey, Dr. G, thanks. I am so tired of the Black Lives Matter people and the woke culture complaining about white privilege. Hunter Biden is the poster child for white privilege, yes, in America. So I want to know, are these people who are bitterly opposed to white privilege, are they finally going to wake up and see what the Biden family has been doing to take advantage of their white privilege?
It's a great question. You're absolutely right. He is Hunter Biden, crack addict, a person who seriously has issues with his nether regions and controlling them, who gets strippers pregnant, has shady deals where he partners with Chinese intelligence officers, and nothing happens to him, crashes a rental vehicle with his dead brother's attorney general badge under the seat and his crack pipe, and nothing happens? Well, nicely put, my friend. That is the definition of white privilege. Nicely done. Let's squeeze in one more. Let's go to Toot in Texas, line four. Toot in
Texas. How you doing, sir?
Good. Welcome.
Well, thank you. I've called before, got to visit with you.
Yes, I remember. People don't forget the name Toot.
All right. Well, listen, sir. I know you have the ear of the president, and in the last couple of rallies, I've been watching every one of them, and the last couple of rallies, he's been referring to himself as a politician, and I'm going to argue with that. I say he is a statesman. A statesman,
I like
returns
that.
Power to the people. Politicians take power from the people.
Yeah, but toot, yeah, they're thinking too hard about this. I saw him use that word, but he always does it in jest. He says, as a guy who's new to all this, as a politician only since I arrived in the White House, so he's not saying I'm a career politician like the rest of the swamp. So you're right, he is a statesman, but I don't think you have to be too sensitive on this issue. Everybody knows who the Donald is. He's the president, and we voted for him because he's not a politician. Great calls, guys. Great calls. Our number, 833-33-GORKA. Next, exclusive excerpt from our hour-long interview with Steve Bannon. Don't touch that dial.
Sebastian, well, listen to him. He's with us.
It's the biggest scandal in modern American political history, but what effect will it have on the election in 5 days' time? And the voting that's occurring right now, well, we have a treat for you. If you missed it, our explosive hour-long interview with the man who helped Donald Trump become president 4 years ago, Stephen K. Bannon. An hour long yesterday on YouTube. If you didn't see it, we have exactly that excerpt for you. Tony Bobulinski, what does it mean for America and this election? Play cut. This isn't just about financial corruption. This is about a national security threat that leads right to the top of the Obama White House. Tony Bobulinski, naval officer, retired, veteran, very successful businessman. When it comes to the emails discussing how monies will be divvied up coming out of China, who gets what equity, when it comes to a certain individual who is known as the big man, he is very, very clear. The big guy is none other than Hunter Biden's father, Joe Biden. Let's listen to Tony Bobulinski on who the big guy is. Cut one.
Very important. May 13th, that email was generated by somebody else to me. In that email, there's a statement where they go through the equity. Jim Biden's referenced as, you know, 10%. Doesn't say Biden, it says Jim. And then it has 10% for the big guy held by H. I 1,000% sit here and know that the big guy is referencing Joe Biden. That's crystal clear to me because I lived it. I met with the former vice president in person multiple times, and I had been meeting and talking with Hunter Biden and Jim Biden and Rob Walker and James Gillier.
Tony Bobulinski, approached by the Hunter Biden family to come in and run a new company called Sinohawk to get in bed with Chinese government investors, communist investors, is saying the email traffic where it says 10% of the monies are put aside for the big guy, the vice president, and to be protected, to be managed by his son, H. Hunter Biden. Why is that a problem? Why is it a problem for American voters, Steve?
because they don't know where the financial interests of the Biden family is. The Biden family is in direct financial business with the Chinese Communist Party. And this is what's so stunning about it. A couple of things. Number one, all that money is basically stolen from the slave labor of China. Remember, the Chinese people are fighting for their freedom against this dictatorship that only 92 million communists and 1.4 billion people. Of the 92 million, only 1,000 or so matter. It's the five families that control the Chinese Communist Party, the same five families that were dominant during the Long March back in the 1930s. Here's the point. The vice president of the United States and his entire family have a very deep business and financial relationship with the Chinese Communist Party at the highest levels, and they've never disclosed it. In fact, what's so shocking about last night is the blatant lies Biden has said. Biden says, I have no idea what my son's done nothing wrong, but I have no idea what he's done, right? I have no involvement in his finances. I have no involvement in his company. We now know from Bobulinski that Biden had two one-on-one sessions with Bobulinski to walk through what the business would be with China. All he cared about was China. He didn't really care about these. They worked on other things, but what he's principally concerned about was China. Why was that? Joe Biden was deputized by Obama in the Obama administration to head the pivot to Asia. The pivot to Asia was to shift American foreign policy away from the Persian Gulf and the Middle East and shift it to what this existential threat is, the rise of the Chinese Communist Party in China, and they're trying to take over the Eurasian landmass. It was an abject failure during Obama's administration. Why? Joe Biden's in charge of it. The deal that he cut and he bragged about, he's more than any person on earth at a senior level. He spent more one-on-one time with Chairman Xi, 25 hours. He's bragged about this at the Council on Foreign Relations. It's on tape. And he negotiated a deal that Xi came to the Rose Garden and signed. The deal focused on cyber intrusions into our companies to steal intellectual property, of which American citizens lose $600 billion a year in intellectual property to the Chinese Communist Party. And as importantly, the demilitarization of the South China Sea, or the militarization of South China Sea. We know that both of those policies under Obama were a failure. Now, we understand is a problem in negotiations, a problem in the structure of the deal, and a problem in enforcement. The question's got to be asked, hey, Joe, you guys were building a financial relationship with these guys at the time. Your son went on the trip in 2013 on Air Force Two that started to have these relationships. And that, by the way, in 13 is 2 years after Peter Schweitzer's emails from Bevin Coney shows that they were taking representation from senior level CCP companies and meeting in the White House, pitching what they can do. This started early on in the Obama administration. Joe Biden was the point man. The reason they wanted access to him, Obama designated him to do Pivot to Asia. This is what's so shocking, not just the FBI and the financial community and the intelligence community. Why did the media, and particularly why the Democratic Party, where's Bernie Sanders and the populists that should have known that this is the heart of what the problem is? Whether you are left-wing populist or right-wing populist, everybody understands that the slave labor in China is the beating heart of the problem. That's the party of Davos business model. You allow this to go on and look the other way. It is unacceptable that in the closing days of a campaign that billions of dollars have been spent in ads, billions of dollars in research, all of that, that our intelligence apparatus, our law enforcement apparatus hasn't done this. And I tell you what's a sham. FBI Director Wray, right before we came on, said there's two important things happening. Wray gets up and makes this announcement that they've arrested eight Chinese guys that are hunting Chinese citizens and taking repatriating back to China. By the way, no Chinese citizen that's escaped is here should be under any threat of that. But these are all grundoons. These are all mid-level and low-level people, right? This is Ray trying to step up and trying to protect his job. This is nonsense. He should be fired immediately. The central heart of the Oval Office is captured by our greatest enemy we've ever had in the history of the Republic, and nothing happens. He's had the evidence for 9 months. At the same time, Jack Dorsey and Zuckerberg are up there saying why they're not covering the story. Why when Seb Gorka breaks a scoop or Reem Ghassam or the New York Post, it doesn't get any, and Google, you can't find it. And Twitter will shut it down as being non-factual information. And they're just sitting there arrogantly like the oligarchs they are. This shows you the trouble that we're in. We are heading to something next Tuesday that's going to be unique in American history. And I'm tell you, it's going to be a fight like we've never had before.
We're going to discuss what happens in 6 days' time, what your predictions are. You're one of the smartest guys, not only strategically, but when it comes to domestic politics. We're talking to Steve Bannon. He is the host of War Room Pandemic. Follow it at Twitter, War Room Pandemic, for former CEO of the Trump campaign, and also a Navy veteran. That was just a segment of our hour-long exclusive interview with Steve Bannon, host of War Room Pandemic, former CEO of the Trump 2016 campaign. We're going to show you one more segment about what he expects to happen after the election. You don't want to miss it. This is America First. I'm Sebastian Gorka on the Salem Radio Network, live streaming on YouTube, on Facebook, available on Instagram TV, wherever you get your podcasts. Don't miss a second. Go to YouTube, look us up, hit the subscription button, hit the notifications bell twice, and you'll never miss a thing. Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment. FDNY firefighter Stephen Silver gave his life while saving others on 9/11, and the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. I'm asking you to support this cause that's committed to honoring our nation's heroes and ensuring people never forget 9/11. Help Tunnel to Towers to do good. Donate $11 a month at tunnel2towers.org. That's tunnel2towers.org. Thank you.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Alliance Defending Freedom.
5 days to go. You want to know what happens? What happens on election night and the next day? Back to our exclusive interview with Steve Bannon. Here's his prognosis. Play video. Explain the 8th of December, because in the conservative media, there's this horror scenario that because of a change made to our constitutional order about 20, 30 years ago, if you don't have a declared winner by inauguration day of the following year, the Speaker of the House becomes the acting president. So this scenario of Nancy Pelosi becoming the president. But talk to us about December 8th and what is the safe harbor?
Well, there's a path to get you there, but I think it plays for Trump. On the 8th of December, essentially, you got to be the states. Because remember, you don't directly vote for the president of the United States. You vote for a slate of electors. If the president wins any state by one vote, those electors are all his electors.
Right.
Okay? So you've got, and we've had the problem in 16 of faithless electors. We won 306 electoral votes. We're only credited with 304.
Yeah, let's be clear. These are electors who should be voting in the Electoral College for their candidate, but then decided not to and to vote for the other candidate. That's the faithless elector.
Faithless elector. So here's what happens by the 8th, the safe harbor. Essentially, the electors have to be selected by the Secretary of State. The governor has to certify what the vote is in the state to basically determine who won. Whoever won, those electors are then designated in the safe harbor day on the 8th to go to the state capitol of every state capitol on the 14th of December. The Electoral College meets, you know, nationally, and the votes are then, the certified votes, the electors are then put in. The president's essentially elected on that day. Remember, go back to 2000. It was the night before that the Supreme Court, I think the night before the Supreme Court ruled and Gore addressed the nation. He essentially conceded.
Yes.
Of which Hillary Clinton said, they're never going to concede. They don't care what the Supreme Court says. So if you go past that, and I think right now, as you look at it now, there's not a zero probability that you will go through that. that, in fact, that may be advantageous actually to President Trump.
Meaning, let me just translate, meaning from the morning of November 4th until December 8th, when we actually as a nation through the Electoral College pick the president, you mean it's going to be chaos?
I think that right now, if you talk about these type of, you've talked about the type of fights you're going to have in court. Many of these fights, they're going to go to the Supreme Court about different districts. Remember, I think you have 10,000, you know, voting locations throughout the country. You're going to have thousands of voting locations. People arguing about in the canvassing of these ballots being certifiable, they're going to be arguing ballot by ballot, right? So it's just the election administration issues that take place between the 4th of November and the 8th of December.
And then what happens?
Well, if the Electoral College does, if it's not certifiable, the Electoral College essentially can't vote for the president. Then it gets kicked into, like in 1876, it gets kicked into the House of Representatives. Now, here's the wrinkle. It's the House of Representatives of the Congress that is basically sworn in on the 3rd of January. And they're supposed to meet, I think, on the 6th. And the House of Representatives selects the president. The Senate selects the vice president. It's one vote per state.
One vote. This is crucial. It's one vote per state, guys.
By congressional delegation. And right now, if you go and look, there's 26 Republican delegations. There's 23 Democratic delegations. And the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania is tied. Okay? This is why it's so important. A ruling last night, you might think, why is that a big deal? They had a small candidate, the Marijuana Party candidate, died of natural causes, died a couple of weeks ago by Minnesota state law. That the congressional race wasn't going to be held on the 3rd. It was going to be kicked into the spring, right? That meant that the Minnesota delegation could actually flip to be a Republican delegation if we won one of the open seats. The Democrats, who have a very sophisticated operation, immediately went into court. They understand it's essential that Minnesota does not go to a neutral or to a Republican. Right now, quite frankly, when you look at the polling, it actually, on a state level, we keep it up, you could actually have 26 Republican, you could have 21 Democrat and two or three neutral, which puts the advantage to the Republicans. However, there's another wrinkle, and that's the whole issue of getting a quorum. So this is going to be a dogfight of like.
Explain that.
Well, you've got to be actually remember back a couple of years ago, I think it was in Chicago or somewhere, they couldn't even get a quorum when they were going to pass, or in Wisconsin, where they were going to pass certain laws. The opposition just left town and hid.
So right you have to have that minimum number, the quorum, to actually take a vote.
I believe the quorum is actually 2/3.
Right.
So this is going to be in 1876. They went on. That was the one the president, it was March 4th. They went up, I think, just about to the night before when a deal was cut that the winner, Tilden, who won on game day, was traded out, right, for Rutherford B. Hayes in a deal that basically dealt with Reconstruction. And there was all kind of deal making, but it took them. It wasn't up to the very moment. If on the evening of the 3rd, there's not a clear cut winner. And right now, I think it's pretty foregone conclusion. Definitely will not be a Biden clear-cut win. President Trump, you know, who knows? But I think if President Trump is leading on the 3rd, he will declare victory.
He will declare victory, but it's going to be a dogfight. That was the exclusive. Get the whole hour at our YouTube channel with Steve Bannon. And in the meantime, don't let the left use your money against you. If you've got a cell phone and you're with one of the big cell phone carriers, why? Go with the only Christian conservative cell phone carrier, Patriot Mobile. You can call them on 972-PATRIOT. They are rated number one in client customer service in the United States. They're on your side. They share your conservative values. And right now, until November 7th, you'll get a free Samsung A11 phone with a two-year commitment or a free month. Go to patriotmobile.com/GORKA or 972-PATRIOT. They on your side. patriotmobile.com/Gorka.
News and talk radio is still really popular, even in the internet age. What you are about to hear them say is mind-boggling.
Here's looking at you, Snowflake. America first.
It boggles little Brian Stelter's mind, but
That's very easy to do. Did you see who endorsed the president? None other than Jack Nicklaus. What did you call him? The best golfer ever? Is that right, Jeff?
He's got the most majors.
Wow. I have no idea what golf is, but Jack Nicklaus is a name I recognize, and he's endorsed the president. A lengthy endorsement. God bless you. By the way, we have an election in 5 days. Early voting already happened. 50 million votes. Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Minnesota, Ohio, just to name a few. It's so crucial we outmobilize the left to figure out where to go, how to help. Please go to the Job Creators Network, incredible website, keepamericaamerica.com, where you will get the most up-to-date information, information you can count on. The last election was decided by just a few thousand votes, not millions. Already 450,000 of you have visited keepamericaamerica.com. I want to see that number reach a million or more. Do a little, do a lot. Just do your part. Go today to keepamericaamerica.com and get your friends to vote as well. We are back with a good friend of the program. You know him as Department of Homeland Security Acting Deputy Secretary Ken Cuccinelli, with latest updates on what's happening on the border and elsewhere with immigration. Ken, welcome back to America First.
Good to be with you, Sebastian.
I read that Mark Morgan, the acting commissioner of Customs and Border Protection, who was on our show 2 days ago, has been locked out of social media for telling the truth. Can you give us any update? What's the situation of CBP commissioners' social media access?
You know, they locked him out supposedly for 12 hours. It turned out to be more than that, I believe. Ironically, it was right around the time Jack Dorsey was on Capitol Hill testifying about Twitter censorship.
Right.
I guess they weren't all back at work watching his testimony. They were back at work censoring people like Mark Morgan. And as you said, it was for telling the truth. It was a nothing post. Mark posts things they do at CBP all the time. The drug seizures,
yes.
The capturing criminals and gang members at the border. And literally the particular post talked about how the wall helped them do that, because it funneled people to places they could get them more easily, and how they got murderers, gang members, sex offenders, and drugs. And that was labeled by Twitter hate speech. Those are all facts, folks. Those are flat-out facts.
But they're facts they don't want you to know, and that's why Mark Warden was shut out. All right, we have an election 5 days ago. Follow the 5 days from now. Follow this man, Homeland Ken, on Twitter, Homeland Ken. Tell us about your department's role in securing this election.
Well, the Department of Homeland Security, through its agency CISA, CISA, was established on a bipartisan basis, signed by President Trump into law, that elevated it to an agency, and the president has funded it to grow the protection of our election at the federal level. Now, states, according to the Constitution, run elections.
Yeah.
But we at the federal level provide the internet protection. We fight off the foreign efforts. We also try to identify and spot and stop criminals that are victimizing state and local governments, or trying to, with things like ransomware. And we've run all sorts of trainings and exercises. And we've imitated bad guys for the states and locals. And we've tried to penetrate their systems. And then we do a report for them so they can fix it and make themselves even more secure. This has been going on for years now under this president. And one other thing that's been happening under this president is transparency. 4 years ago, if you had something like what the Iranians did last week in the emails they sent out and some other things where they were trying to pit one American against another,
right,
and divide us and make us angry with one another, the previous administration didn't tell anybody the information they had on these things. For the Trump administration, it was 27 hours from our figuring it out to publicizing it. 27 hours.
Wow.
Sebastian, that is just, it's a land speed record in this space, and it demonstrates the president's commitment to transparency. And part of that commitment also has people in every single state, regardless of party, who have clearances And so when we get information that's of a classified nature, there are people in every single state we can share it with so they can adjust their systems as needed to protect the election in their state. And no foreign actor has ever changed an American vote, and it isn't going to happen on this president's watch either.
Well, thank you on behalf of all our listeners here, millions across the nation and viewers on YouTube. In the last minute and a half we have with you, Ken, tell us about the latest updates on the wall, the status of illegal immigration, and what all Americans should know about the work being done at DHS.
Well, speaking of Mark Morgan, he was with the secretary earlier this week to celebrate the impending 400th mile of the wall. We're going to cross that here any day now. That's obviously a very important commitment the president made to the American people. By the end of this calendar year, we'll be across 450 miles of wall, and it's having a real effect. In the 4 years we're closing in on, CBP has seized as many drugs as the previous 8 years before it. And that's because of this president's commitment, not just to the wall, but to just securing the border in general. The wall is an important part, but it's not the only part of that effort. And Mark Morgan has done a great job of it, even if Jack Dorsey doesn't want everybody to hear about it. But the folks at DHS have been working very hard under the leadership of this president to succeed. And really, the benchmarks have been achieved, have been spectacular under President Trump.
Well, thank you kindly. Follow this man right now, Homeland Ken Cuccinelli of DHS. And let's get Mark Morgan back on Twitter, because the truth must prevail.
Well, Sam, they caved. Late today, they caved. He's back on.
All right.
And
see?
Your listeners should go follow him at CBP Mark Morgan.
At CBP Mark Morgan.
Stuff.
Follow him now. Tag him and tell Twitter. It's at Jack. Tell him what you think of his actions. At Jack. And at Twitter, please give our best to the men and women at DHS who are keeping us safe every single day. This is America First. I'm Sebastian Gorka, broadcasting live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, if you're in pain right now, stop and listen. If you've tried everything else and it's failed, Relief Factor must be your next choice. It is 100% drug-free, and it liberates you from your pain by attacking the source of your pain, which is the inflammation. Just listen to Gary from California. I cannot thank you enough. I'm 62 years old and have just started taking Relief Factor. I have never felt better and will recommend it to all my baby boomer friends. Don't you need to find out if you could be the next Gary? I think you do. You've waited long enough. Go to ReliefFactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack right now, or call 800-500-8384. That's ReliefFactor.com. 800-500-8384. The 3-week quick starter pack will be at your house in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you'll know if it works for you like it works for me, Gary, and thousands of your fellow Americans. ReliefFactor.com.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by Job Creators Network.
It's an amazing cause, and the biggest donor today gets a special gift signed by me. Just do it. It's the Alliance Defending Freedom. They fight for our religious liberty, our First Amendment rights, all the way to the Supreme Court. They get 5,000 requests a year. They take these cases for free, thanks to you. We have 2 days left. Let's knock it out of the park. Make the biggest donation you can today for all of our freedoms at my website, sebgorka.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com. Click on the ADF banner or call them at 877-412-5888. That's 877-412-5888. SebGorka.com. Make a difference today, and I'll send you something special. All right, I don't know why I'm doing this. I bloody hate poetry. I always did. Jeff says it's actually funny. So if it's not, on his head be it. Tom from California wants to tell us his Biden little ditty. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, thank you, Doc.
Dr. Gorka, an odious Joe. He sniffs women's hair. For that, he needs chiding. He's a horse's derriere, sleazy, slow Joe Biden. In his underground bunker, that's where he's hiding. He's a deceitful dimwit with brain power lacking. First he supported, then opposed hydraulic fracking, and won't say where he stands on Supreme Court packing. He steals other people's speeches. He has no wisdom or knowledge. He's so dumb he flunked out of the Electoral College. His devious, dirty deals made his whole family rich. But if you ask him about that, he'll curse you and he'll twitch. Even simple ideas Biden can't understand. I say to you, Sleepy Joe, wake up. Come on, man. His wife or his sister? Joe can't remember. He doesn't even know if it's May or December. You say, please, God forbid, a victory for Biden, because if he wins down the drain, our nation will go sliding. But dear fellow patriots, do not worry or cry. Things will all turn out well, and I'll now tell you why. If Biden did become prez, Trump would be his replacement, because no one would let Joe move the White House into his basement.
How long did it take for you to write that?
Oh, about half an hour knocking around, goofing around with it.
All right, simply alone, Tom, for rhyming hydraulic fracking with Supreme Court packing, you get a signed copy of The War for America's Soul. Nicely done, Tom. I haven't changed my mind on poetry, but I can make an exception. Nicely done, nicely done. I think we'll have to post that separately on YouTube. That was pretty good, pretty darn good. John, Phil, Paul, Missy, don't go anywhere. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Stay on this channel.